أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة وهو الحكيم الخبير. This is Surah Saba, the 34th Surah of the Quran Sharif. In the previous Surah, Surah Ahzab, towards the end we read that Allah said He has presented the amanat to mankind and that man should carry that amanat. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala gives a practical expression that those who carried that amanat, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, the story comes in detail how Allah Ta'ala had blessed them. As far as deen is concerned, the greatest ni'mats that could be given, that is nabuwat, they were father and son were given these ni'mats. As far as dunya is concerned, they were not only given governance and government, but such government that nobody in the world ever has got such government again. They were taught the language of the birds, the animals, they had control over the winds, they had control over the jinnat, because they carried that amanat. So it is encouragement that all people must carry that amanat and see in this world that what ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala will shower down upon you. On the other hand, after that Allah mentioned Qawm Saba. These people were given gardens like gardens of Jannat in this world. But when they did not carry that amanat, they did not fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala, then those gardens became like pits of Jahannam for them in this very world. So there is great encouragement that we should carry that amanat which we all had agreed to, that the amanat of deen, we will practice upon deen, we will see others also practicing on deen. We will establish the true deen of Allah Ta'ala in ourselves, our homes, our communities, neighborhoods, and in the whole world also. So, yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains those practical expressions to us. Alhamdulillahi alladhi lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Sab khubi Allah ki hai, jiska hai jo kuch ke hai aasman aur zameen mein. Whatever praise there is, any and all types of praise, direct and indirect, is only for Allah Ta'ala, in whose control and in whose possession is everything what is in the heavens and the earth. Either somebody else is praised, but that also because of the qualities Allah has given that person. Otherwise, Allah is praised directly. Just like the creation of Allah, we can see and we praise Allah for it. But whatever has been made by man, that is also from Allah, but just through the guise of man. So those praises also, a person who sees reality, whether it is a cell phone, whether it's a computer, he will praise Allah for that technology. It is also from Allah. Allah only used some people in front, but the fact is, it's not their own brains, it's not their own raw material. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. So praise is only for Allah Ta'ala. There are five surahs in the Quran Sharif that have started with Alhamdulillah. And all of them show of to the great praises of Allah. The Ijad, the creation of Allah Ta'ala. How Allah has created things. Then the Baqa of that Ijad. How Allah maintains and those things carry on in this world. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ اور اسی کی تعریف ہے آخرت میں. And in the year after, the indirect praises will also have been removed. Then directly all praises will only be for Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, the creation, what they have made, no human being creates anything. He only makes things, manufactures things. No human being is the inventor of anything. He only discovers what Allah has put already. So, yeah, in this world we praise mankind also for whatever they have achieved. But that praise belongs also only to Allah Ta'ala. And the other praises are open directly, they only for Allah. In the year after, all praises will be directly only for Allah. The creation will have been removed there. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ اور وہی ہے حکمت والا سب کچھ جاننے والا. And Allah alone is the one full of wisdom and the one who knows each and everything. All of human being together, haven't got an iota of a millionth of a billionth of the wisdom of the creation which Allah Ta'ala has got. And whatever anyone has got is only a very, very small share which Allah Ta'ala had bestowed him with. Allah is that being, يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. جانتا ہے جو کچھ کے اندر گھستا ہے زمین کے اور جو کچھ کے نکلتا ہے اس سے. Allah knows fully well of all those things that go into the earth and that come out from the earth. Seeds that are put in the earth and what comes out from them, the trees, etc. And Allah knows exactly the details of every seed and all the fruit, vegetable it's going to carry. All that Allah Ta'ala knows. In other words, there is an indication here that whatever you do, whatever your actions, you have buried something in the ground. And now the result will be what you buried. If you buried good deeds, then good fruit will come, good trees will come. And if you bury bad things, your evil, your sins, etc., then you yourself will have to face the consequences. A person who plants the best of things in his garden, and when it grows, he reaps the crop and the fruit of it. And a person who plants weeds, he will suffer the consequences of that. So it is what our actions are, that is what comes around to us again. وَمَا يَنزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا. اور جو کچھ اترتا ہے آسمان سے اور جو چرتا ہے اس میں. And also Allah is the one who knows everything that comes down from the skies and that goes up from the skies. Our actions go up towards Allah Ta'ala, and according to that Allah sends down decisions. Whatever happens to us, really it is not what somebody else has done to us. Our own actions have brought that. Then Allah only uses certain people or uses certain nations in order to torment or torture us. And if we do good, it's not the next person that has done good to us. Allah has used him to do good to us in return. So our problems and our success and failure does not lie outside us in somebody else's hands. It lies in our own hands. How much we will respond and fulfill the laws of Allah, so much we will see success in this world and in the year after. And how much we break the laws of Allah, we will suffer the consequences ourselves, year and in the year after. وَهُوَ الرَّحِيمُ الْغَفُورُ. اور وہی ہے رحمك والا بخشنے والا. It is only Allah Ta'ala who can show mercy and who can forgive. Nobody else can forgive like Allah who can show mercy. Yeah, in this ayat, the last part of the ayat, Allah shows His great mercy. If you have done wrong your whole life, even 99 years you remained even a non-believer, turn to Allah. You will find Him that He will forgive you and He will shower your mercies. If you are facing problems in your life, understand now that it is not from somebody else. It's not other things, other people causing you problems. It was your own actions. So make tawbah to Allah. If you will make tawbah to Allah, Allah will forgive you. Allah is such a great being that He will never say that so many years you disobeyed me, now you are gone old, you can't do anything, now you came to me. Allah will never turn a person away. A person came into huge, huge problems. Allah won't say, when you had money, you didn't think of me. When you had youth, when you had health, you didn't think of me. Now when all your money is finished, your health is finished, now you come to me. Now the minute a person makes sincere tawbah, immediately Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes on that person. And one of the main things the kuffar could not understand was the day of Qiyamah. So Allah says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَأْتِينَ السَّاعَةَ. اور کہنے لگے منکر کہ نہ آئے گی ہم پر قیامت. That قیامت will never come. That is main thing, our aqidah. Many of us, we all, alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we believe in akhirah. But by our actions, how much do we believe? Every day of our life, how much do we prepare for akhirat, which we say is eternal? And how much of our time goes for dunya, which we say we are going to leave behind? So by our actions, we don't prove that we really believe in that akhirat. In our words and heart, we do believe, but our actions must also confirm to that. So that is one main reason why a person makes khiyanat in amanat. Why the stress Allah has put on us about deen, we don't fulfill that? Because that belief of akhirat is not strong. This is one of the basic beliefs that we have to strengthen with us. It must be in front of us all the time that we are going to die. All our actions are going to come out in the year after. قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَتَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ Allah says to ke, kyun nahi? Qasam hai meri Rab ki, albatta aayegi tum par. Who says it won't come? Definitely it's going to come. And by the qasam of Allah, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them qiyamah is going to come. We have to make a great effort to get the reality of iman on akhirat. That will change a person's life completely. Alimil ghaib. Us alimil ghaib ki. And the Rabb of that, who knows everything of the unseen. By his qasam, qiyamah will definitely come to every person. La ya'zubu anhu mithqalu dharratin fis samawati wala fil ard. Ghaib nahi ho sakta usse kuch zarra bhar asmanu mein aur na zameen mein. Not an atom's weight of thing will be lost. Whatever we did, the finest, smallest detail, the finest last speck will be shown to us in the year after. Whatever good we did, it will be presented. Whatever wrong we did, it will be presented. وَلَا أَصْغَرُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ Or koi cheez nahi usse choti, or na usse bari. And nothing smaller than an atom, smaller than one speck will be left out, or nothing bigger will be left out. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ جو نہیں ہے کھلی کتاب میں. All this has been written already in the open kitab of Allah, and it will be shown to everyone. So in this surah, Allah has shown us, fulfill that amanat and trust which Allah has put on us, and see goodness comes to you in this world. Otherwise, also fear the harm and the trouble that will come to you. And remember, everything belongs to Allah, and as you do, that is what you are going to reap. That will you will get back in return from Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد